going on a Texas Independence Day? Well, that would just be wrong not to do.
Got a soft spot in my heart.
Some of those Texas topics right there. Showing that Lone Star love. Texas Independence Day, where now we just have to free ourselves from the invading data centers. Well, of course, before the airstrikes on Iran, you got to carb up. You got to get a good meal if you're going to start launching strikes overseas.
Under any circumstances, just add some carbs. And I know the Liver Queen's against
it. We talked about on Friday. President Trump was in Texas on Friday, and it was down there on the coast in Corpus Christi. He was talking about energy policies and recent strides in the economy and how we're doing great down here. Had several guest speakers along the way, too, including energy workers, border agents, and Dennis Quaid was hanging out with him. And then all the three guys that are running for the Texas Senate spot, Cornyn, Hunt, and Abbott, all up there playing nice. And he still, and it doesn't look like with voting day tomorrow, Trump is going to give his official endorsement to any one of those three. Well, nonetheless, though. But afterwards, and you may have seen, of course, if you're going to be down there, you got to head up a Whataburger. And this is, I think, the first time I think Trump has ever been to a Whataburger. And I think it was a big hit, too. First of all, he stopped in there at the home of Whataburger, by the way, launched in Corpus Christi back in the day. He ended up paying for everybody that was, you know, having lunch there at that Whataburger. And you know how they give you the placard there with the number on it. And, of course, they gave him 47.
Oh,
all right.
Very nice. So,
President's.
Yeah. Now, they evidently took quite a bit back with him. And it was shown in a Whataburger gift bag with, I guess, leftovers or just more for the road. Or is the sky, really, on Air Force One? And on the heels of that, Whataburger, making the most of it, actually, Consumer Reports has said Whataburger delivers the best burger value out of everybody.
Oh.
At $1.66 per ounce. So there you go. Happy Texas Independence Day. And we'll have, of course, the Commander-in-Chief. And boy, that'll be an interesting one at 747.
MAGA.
Tomorrow for your Trump date.
29,000 people gathering in Fort Worth this weekend for the 48th annual Cowtown Marathon.
Whee!
People apparently run for fun.
Yeah, so
it was a record for registration. And there are a variety of races from which to choose, JB.
Mm-hmm.
You get your 5K, your 10K, your half marathon, your full marathon, the ultra marathon. Matt Campbell from Dallas winning the 26.2-mile race.
Yeah.
While my BFF, Maddie Parker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she came in at 1:49.53. Mark Phillips saying, it's 14 minutes faster than me.
Wow.
And other dignitaries, former Mayor Betsy Price.
Yeah.
3:18 for the half. Best in her age class. Attagirl.
Congratulations. Yeah, we were kind of tracking Mark's progress on the social medias.
My goal is to break 2 hours this morning.
Here we go.
Yeah, and then he just ran off a cliff. It was kind of weird right there. Well, that's what it sounded like.
But you know what he did do?
What?
Yeah, he wore his vintage 2023 T-shirt.
Yeah?
You know, like some people wear them to rock concerts. Like, oh,
nice.
I've done this before.
It's like a tour T-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was flexing.
Yeah, I thought about putting one of those, stickers on the back of my car.
Yeah.
But turns out you actually need to run one to get one.
Yeah, did they check that?
I also have that my child is an honor steward at Harvard, but that's not true either.
Okay, but maybe you need a stick family.
What I want is one of those stickers from Palo State Park. So it was open officially yesterday. And there were already campers, though, I saw taking pictures on Saturday. So I don't know how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Just snuck in or whatever, but no. It was sold out, booked up solid. And it might be that way for a while, but rave reviews on our new estate park. And Strawn, you're about to become, or if you haven't already this weekend, quite the travel destination for your little bird there in hometown of Strawn. But they also, Texas State Parks, 9.2 million visitors in 2025 last year. And it's kind of interesting, the most visited state parks around, well, first of all, you got Ray Roberts State Park. That came in at number one.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah, that's just about an hour away. And that would largely, obviously, have to do with the fishing and whatnot. Now, Garner State Park, not Garner, Texas, to the west of us. This is just a little bit west of San Antonio in the Hill Country. That came in second. Cedar Hill State Park. I would have not guessed
really?
That coming in at third. Yeah, just south of Dallas. Paladura is what I thought would be number one, but no, they ended up being the fourth most visited. I mean, that's our canyon there. That's the hole out there in the Texas Panhandle. And then Enchanted Rock State Natural Area, which is right outside of Austin. I've never been there that I know of. Coming in also in the top 10, you got McKinney Falls State Park, Galveston Island, and Dinosaur Valley State Park.
Aww.
Right there.
Glen Rose?
Right there in Glen Rose, yeah. Until they put the data center there, of course, you know.
Any ideas? Lots of questions about random things that are moving about Burleson. At the top of the list, what are these robots doing? Well, it turns out they're working hard to assess the sidewalks and see if they are ADA compliant. The robots have been evaluating up to 218 linear miles of sidewalks, collect measurements and images to identify potential barriers, and they collect about 6 to 7 miles of data per day. People were a little freaked out about privacy,
yeah.
But the director of public works says, no, we are not collecting video from homes or front yards, so don't panic.
They also ask you to not mess with them, too.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, so. Turns out, though, I mean, because it's Burleson, our Hank fans down there will let us know they're not very good eating.
Oh, so, that's unfortunate.
Well, I mean, how are you going to know if you don't try it?
I don't know. Well, they are the native dock spot. Mm. That's their variety. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. Texas High School basketball playoffs will continue onward. We got the coaches show out there, Lido Coaches Show tonight, Parker County Brewing Company, 7 o'clock start time. And heads up, Tarleton State expected to announce, if they haven't already, Billy Gillespie, who's been your coach since 2020, not going to return next year for Tarleton State basketball.
Okay.
And as the SAG Awards for the actors were, and it's award season, Heather Lee, and I know you know that.
Oh.
Congratulations to the Fort Worth Transportation Department and Greater Tarrant County, who won about 5 awards at the National Public Works Awards Gala and Celebration. The honors reflect dedication, innovation, professionalism of city employees. And Fort Worth Public Works took home the 5 awards, including Management Innovation Award for Stormwater Operations, Project of the Year, Concrete Team of the Year.
Ooh.
Paul Olea was honored with the Field Excellence Awards. And Equipment Operator of the Year went to Jimmy Kersey.
Go, Jimmy.
Yeah, so they cleaned up. They did well at the Public Transportation Awards. They were Tarrant County hoping to get the quickest completed project award for the 2030 split.
Oh, yeah.
Over there.
That's happening.
But don't worry, they'll still be eligible for it the next year. And the next year.
And then the next
year. And then the next year. And then the next year.
Don't rush, guys.
Hank FM.